Hello, everybody. This is Angela Belt, and welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. I'm so excited today to have photographer and director David Land on the show. I have had the pleasure of working with David on several projects. We actually, our last project was probably the biggest in my portfolio of work, was him getting to photo my house for Better Homes and Gardens. It was a double feature. It was a two-day shoot, and no matter how much you really prepare for any time, you know, someone's coming in to do a big home tour, David just comes in and he moves things around and he changes it and he just finds these incredible moments every single time. We have done other projects showing off my work in HGTV with my daughter, who now just knows David and just thinks it's normal to know a professional photographer who comes to her home from time to time. And we've even done a personal project with him for his own website called Corner and Compass, which was just a really fun day of me and my daughter getting to spend half of the day with David, just kind of going through my work with him and doing some styling. So I am thrilled to have him on the show. Anyone who's ever looked through many pages of so many editorial magazines, David has done every single one that you could think of on the newsstands. And what I've always admired about his work is how he can really make so many things come alive. I think a lot of times interior photography, it's so difficult to find the balance between photographing the pieces but still making the space come alive. And David really has that gift of making the homeowners really come to life through the images. And I know I'm gushing. I kind of already talked about this in the interview, but I needed to give an additional shout out again before we even got into the recording. All right, on that note, let's get ready to start the show. All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. I'm so excited to have photographer David Land on the show. I have known David for a while. We've done several projects together, and I feel like I've been harassing him quite a bit, and I finally got him on the show. So, David, welcome. I'm so excited you could be here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, for first-time listeners who may not know about all of your work and your portfolio, can you just give a brief description about what you do?
Yeah, I'm a portrait and interiors photographer. I photograph mostly interiors. I do a lot of lifestyle. A lot of my interiors photography has people in it, families, and lifestyle. I also direct videos, and that's pretty much what I do.
So let's start from the beginning. Like, what got you into interior photography? Because I feel like, you know this, there's not a ton of photographers who tend to gravitate towards it. And if they do, they're not really at the top of the game like you are. So what attracted you to this?
I have always been interested in photography, and I went to school for photography, and I think like a lot of people, I thought I was going to be a fashion photographer.
Yeah.
And working in Los Angeles and then in New York and working for different photographers, I realized that wasn't really what I wanted to do. And I was fortunate enough to work with a couple of very talented interiors photographers and realized that that's something that I really enjoyed doing. And that sort of led me into finding out more about that, doing it more on my own, experimenting more. And it turns out that that's something that I really love.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about, it's interesting because now I'm even doing like some contributing writing for House Beautiful, and I can kind of now always tell like a David Land photo when I go through. I'm like, oh, this must have been David. when I get to go through some of the archives, it's really fun. I think you always find a way with a lot of your photos that when they're with people, they always have this kind of personal touch that almost make, you know, kind of like the photos come alive a little bit. I think there's kind of always this kind of balance in interior photographs of how to make them feel lived in and warm and not so cold. You know, what's really your approach to getting people to feel so comfortable when you photograph them?
Well, first of all, that's a huge compliment, so thank you for that. But I think, I'm by nature, I'm very curious, and I think what draws me, what one of the things that draws me to interiors photography is that it really is, a portrait of a person, what a person has in their home, what they put on the walls, what they surround themselves with tells you so much about who they are. And I think a way into working with people in interiors for me has always been to find out as much as I can about them when we work together. I love to find out what people are interested in, what makes them tick, what are their hobbies, what are their passions. And in particular with kids, I always try and find something that they love to do, and if you get a kid doing something that they already love doing, you're halfway there to making a great photograph. Because they'll lose that self-consciousness. And I think if you can connect with people and set them at ease, I think that's a really great way to start making a great photograph. And I think, inviting a whole crew of people into your home can be very intimidating. And you put yourself out there, and for some people it can make them very uncomfortable. So I think for me, it's trying to find that point of connection. We all have something in common, right? So finding that point of connection and and making people feel at ease is really the way to do it.
Yeah, which I think is kind of funny, almost thinking about that, because that's kind of almost how you're beginning to when you even begin like an interior design consultation with somebody. Like it's a
Exactly.
very, you kind of have to break down the walls of what people think and trying to get them to be uncomfortable and talk about budget and what do they really want.
It's very
And
intimate.
it is very intimate, and you do have to kind of get that so you can achieve, I think, the photos that you're able to get. So one of the things I want to talk about is, I feel like you have probably experienced this a lot where everybody feels like they're a photographer right now. We all have these smartphones. It seems like there's so many different editing and lighting and little tricks that we can get that are already built into our phones. How have you been dealing with this new climate of being a photographer when it feels like everyone believes that they can do what you do now?
Well, I think, I do think that there's a lot of new things happening. Instagram and TikTok have really opened up opportunities for everyone to be a visual creator. And I think in a lot of ways that's amazing because it sort of, it levels up our visual and creative vocabulary. I think, what I do is very specific, and like you were saying before, interiors photography is a very specific discipline, and it takes a certain level of, expertise and a certain level of technical ability. And that is not to say that I don't think, everyone can do it, but I think at a certain level, people are looking for a certain level of experience or expertise. And I think that, looking at Instagram and looking at TikTok have in a way really helped me because it shows me other ways that you could be creative that are outside of the sort of the formal discipline of interiors photography. And maybe it's helped me loosen up more. Maybe it's helped me take it less seriously. So, I'm all for it.
I do agree that TikTok has been trying to force me to break down, like, I don't need to spend the whole day styling something to get the shot. Like, it's just better
Absolutely.
exercises and saying, what can
Yeah.
I do with 30 minutes? What can I do in 15 minutes? And kind of lighten up because it's just going to be on a grid. It's not this crazy, high intense platform at all.
Absolutely.
And I've definitely had to learn from that for sure. Well, on that note, let's take a break.
Thank you so much for listening to the Mood Board Podcast. My mom's kicking off spring and summer series all around the series of home renovations, and boxes are stacked up all around the living room. This podcast has listeners in over 13 countries and almost has 10,000 listens. So thank you for actually clicking on this podcast, and make sure to share it with all your friends and family. Okay, Mom, I'm done now.
So the other thing is, how has your approach to photography changed, you know, since having your sons? Have you felt like anything different from it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, having kids changes you fundamentally, and it changes everything about your life in the most amazing ways. And, you know, I think I take so many photographs of my kids, and I feel like in a lot of ways that's just chasing the moment, you know, trying to hold on to these various stages and moments in their lives. And, you know, I think it's also helped me to look for the unexpected and to, you know, look for other ways of seeing them. You know, during the pandemic, I did this project with the kids or with our family.
Yeah.
And I took a picture every day. And, you know, it sounds like nothing, but, you know, in a lot of ways it was really challenging, you know, trying to find a different way to photograph your kids, your family, your home every single day.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I didn't feel like doing it, or sometimes I felt like I was taking the same picture over and over again. But now when I look back at those photographs and the span of it, which was so much longer than I thought it was going to be. It really is amazing. And I feel like I, you know, I cleared some creative blocks just by doing that exercise.
Yeah. I like that you say that, 'cause we even had one of our friends, he does a lot of wedding video photography. And he actually gave everybody a gift by saying that we all had to get dressed up during the pandemic for Easter. And he did a social distance photo of us all on our porches. And it was amazing how just this little moment of having to prep for something and getting dressed up when we'd been indoors in our house for so long. Like, those photos mean so much to me, because they do kind of hold on to a moment in a really weird time. But like, it gave us some light during a time when we all just felt like we were kind of just like stuck in our homes for so long.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about how you are also exploring video and how you did your short film Summer, which actually won an AIAP award.
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, I feel like I have always been interested in film, and I think some of my earliest creative inspirations were film. And I thought, you know, when I was younger, I thought I was going to be a director, which I guess in a way it turns out I am. But I, you know, I really enjoy being able to do certain things in film that you can't do in still photography. You can, you know, you can incorporate other elements of, you know, of sound, of, you know, things can fall into the shadow more. You can, you know, you can sort of play with movement, and I really enjoy that. And it's, you know, and you can tell stories in a different way. You can tell more complex stories. You can show different sides of things. And when I was making this film Summer, was really, again, trying to find a way to capture these moments which feel so fleeting. You know, I think in summertime, you always had that feeling of things moving really quickly and moving really slowly at the same time. Yeah. And I wanted to really try and explore that, and also to really explore the idea of like a brotherhood. You know, our kids are so close in so many ways, and, you know, I hope that they always will be, but, you know, I wanted to have a record of this moment of, you know, how close they are, and, you know, how important their relationship is to each other. So for me, that was a really special film to make, and it's very, very close to me.
So what are some of, like, if there's any that you can share with us, what is maybe a project you're working on right now that you're looking at directing?
Well, I think sort of going back to what we were talking before about Instagram and TikTok and trying to not make everything, you know, such a huge moment. I'm working on a series right now that is, you know, shorter form videos about creatives and sort of exploring the who, what, why of, you know, what we do. I've encountered so many incredible, interesting people along the way in my career, and it's always such a joy to be able to, to revisit people, to go back and meet them again and be able to, you know, make short pieces with them about, you know, what it is that they do and why they do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the aim is to make creative, interesting work that explores, you know, the creativity all around us. And also to maybe not take it so seriously.
Yeah. I mean, hey, this is the whole reason I started the podcast. I'm like,
exactly.
I love talking to creative people about this stuff. But I also think it's really important for people to hear, like, everybody, I think outside when they meet a creative, they think that their journey is just like, you know, rocket ship arc and that everything is awesome all the time and it all makes sense. And I'm like, it's never like that. And
it's absolutely not like that.
Conversations are like, this is how I do it. You know, this is what this person was struggling with. This is how they got through that. You know, you're just seeing one part of that, and that even someone who looks extremely successful still has, you know, where they want to be, you know, their apex moment that they haven't reached yet. And I think it's important to do those, have those conversations.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're all hiding behind the curtain.
Sure. Well, David, that's my interview. That's what I've got for us today.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun talking to you.
Yes, I'm glad that we finally get to do it. So I'm like, all right, we'll just keep it going. And, you know, I know our paths will keep crossing. So I'm not
absolutely
worried about that.
Yeah, we've got a long history together.
Yes. All right, enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thanks, Angela.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if you want to check out more of David's work, be sure to check him out on Instagram. It's the @David_land. You can get to see more of his portfolio of work. As well, he just recently directed a short film with interior designer Alvin Wayne, another person I'm going to get on this show. And it's just a beautiful piece. And I love to see that transition of David going from the one medium of photography moving into short film. And as I tell everybody, I think, you know, whenever you've done an interior design project, it is always worth the investment to build into your budget to hire a photographer. I just recently finished up the one room challenge, and even though it was 2 months, I put so much into that space for my son. I absolutely made sure to put into my budget to hire a photographer and brought someone in locally. And we put together a really beautiful collection of pieces. And for me, it was just really nice to make sure that I have that memory of the space. I mean, everybody knows once you have children, you know, as soon as the door shuts, you turn around, it's a mess again. So I was really happy to have that moment where it's just the way that I envisioned it. And, you know, now we can live in it and he can mess it up and do whatever he wants, but, you know, the work is done. So I want to remind everybody to continue to listen, share with your friends and family. You can also go to angelabelt.com/themoodboardpodcast. You can also click on the shoppable mood board, and there'll be plenty of other links as well to David's work. So on that note, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. All right, take care. Bye-bye.